Oh, hi, Murdoch. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Okay.
I was following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Oh. No.
Let me see what it's saying. It is a Visa ending in 9306.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's saying suspected fraud. I wonder if maybe you have to authorize it. Did you get a text message that Local Splash was trying to process 149?
No, not yet.
Okay. So maybe it's that.
Yeah, but the thing is, I haven't even completed that Local Splash. I don't know why they've been taking money. I don't know.
So in the voice verification recording that we have on file and the terms and conditions, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 2nd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So
mm-hmm.
There's a $149 past due balance on the account. And it, you also agreed in that voice verification recording to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash. So if you're getting the notifications about doing the video verification and you're just ignoring them and you're not doing them, then, you know, that's going to affect the results that you're getting, but it's more on your end rather than on our end because we can't, you know, get you on the first page if you're not doing what Google is asking you to do, which is that live video verification. I want to let you know, Murdoch, that that's actually a good thing that Google's offering that to you. Google does not offer that to every company. And what's happening behind the scenes is Google's protecting you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. Because the only way you can get on the first page locally is to actually have a valid business in the area. So that live video, it usually takes 10 minutes. You just use the link in there. You get on the call with a Google rep. It's like a Zoom call. You show a couple of things, that you're a valid business in the area. And then they say, okay, we're going to allow this one to publish. So that's all it is. It's a quick and easy process, but it has
okay.
to be taken care of on your end. Yeah, maybe you saw it and you thought, oh, it was something complicated or you didn't have time. But, I would definitely set the time aside to do it because in the meantime, you're paying for this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't want to pay for something that's not going to work. So, yeah. And if you ever, feel intimidated by it and, you want one of our verification reps to walk you through it, I could even do that for you. I could set an appointment for someone from that department to call you back and kind of go through the live video verification with you. That way, if you hit a glitch or something, they're on the phone with you when it happens,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, do that
yeah.
for me, and I check my bank to see what's going on with that
yeah,
deal
it,
there.
Yeah, it could be that they're flagging the card for another reason. Maybe, the bank saw some suspicious activity and they're just sending you a new card because it's saying suspected fraud on this end. But usually all that means is that you just have to approve it on your side. So I'll send you a little notification that talks about the payment failing, and my extension will be on there, which is 777. So that way when you figure out what's going on with the bank, you can call me. Or is
okay.
there another card that you would like to use perhaps in the meantime or no?
No.
No? Okay. You got it. So, and then once the payment's up to speed, I'll set that appointment with the verification department to call you, and they can help you get that video verification knocked out, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm happy we talked. We have a good game plan. So, in the meantime, have a great rest of your week.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.